The Queen City. The crayons on everything from street signs to trash cans, there are just some common things associated with Charlotte. We look into why these things represent Charlotte and answer questions about the city's origins, coming up on FAQ City. Hey, I'm Alexandra Watts. I'll be taking over as host for a while, but this is still the same podcast that answers any questions you have about the Charlotte region. And today on FAQ City, we're answering questions about the origins of the names of some places and things here. We get a lot of questions about the names around Charlotte. Listener Nancy Eckmetter asked about common street names like Queens, and we've gotten questions about the crown, city nicknames, and even the city itself. Hey, even the title of this podcast is a play off of the Queen City. We'll answer all of those questions today, and the answers all come from one source, Queen Charlotte. So who is Queen Charlotte? Well, for starters, if you turn on Netflix and tune into an episode of Bridgerton, you'll meet our city's namesake.
The Queen. May God have mercy on their souls.
And this is something that the city of Charlotte can take tremendous pride in because she was a tremendous, educated, caring, and very self-confident leader of England.
That's Stephanie E. Myers, the author of a book about Queen Charlotte called The Invisible Queen. We'll talk more with her later, but first let's go back to May 19th, 1744, when Queen Charlotte was born. But we aren't going alone. Sheila Bumgarner, a librarian who works in the Robinson Spangler Carolina room at the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library, is coming along with us to meet the Queen, who was born Sophia Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Strelitz.
Queen Charlotte was born in the small province. This is when Germany was made up of provinces of Mecklenburg-Strelitz.
Mecklenburg. Now that sounds familiar. As we explore Charlotte's origins, we also get to find out how other places were named, like this very county. So not only is this city named after her, but Mecklenburg County came from her family name. At first, the county was actually part of another county, which was named after a British admiral. Here's Myers again with more.
A portion of Anson County, I believe it's the southern part of Anson County, was renamed and called Mecklenburg County, and the Queen City of Charlotte is a part of Mecklenburg County.
It wasn't unusual for colonies and their cities to be named after royals. So in 1763, about 2 years after her wedding, Mecklenburg County was named. Imagine being not even 20 years old and having places named in your honor. That's a queen move, literally. In 1768, according to NCpedia, North Carolina State Encyclopedia, a group of colonists established Charlottetown, or what is now called Charlotte. Here's Bumgarner again.
The story goes is that the locals really wanted to have the county seat here in Mecklenburg County, and they thought they would get easy royal government approval if they named the city, or the town at the time, Charlotte, after the queen, and Mecklenburg after the province from which she originated.
So they named it in her honor, which is huge, but they also named it to appease King George. But the queen was not really involved in Charlotte.
She was not involved in any of the, and neither was the king, really. He left those things up to his royal governors that he appointed. And at that time, it would have been Governor Tryon.
Hey, another origin story. So she's talking about William Tryon. He was a governor of colonial North Carolina. Tryon Street, which you probably drive on all the time, was named after him. Soon after the colonial county and city were named after Queen Charlotte, the colonies went to war with her country during the Revolutionary War. When British General Charles Cornwallis came to town, he reportedly said, "Let's get out of here. This place is a damned hornet's nest." That also sounds familiar.
Get on your feet and greet your Charlotte Hornet, 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 Hornet.
So a lot of origin stories, from sports teams to street names, tie into each other. But I want to talk a little bit more about Queen Charlotte's life and legacy. Stephanie E. Myers' book was titled The Invisible Queen because of some of the things people didn't know about the queen.
That's why we called the book The Invisible Queen, because people don't realize that she had a mixed race heritage and that she was clearly a woman who had Black ancestry. During those days, they referred to it as Moorish ancestry because one of her mother's ancestors was a Moor in Portugal, and that's where the family line of color came from.
A lot of people don't know this even today, but she says her heritage and looks weren't hidden.
And when she married King George III, when she came to England, when she arrived, there were members of the court who commented, "Oh my, she has a mulatto face." Other members of the court commented, "Oh my, her nose is thick, her lips are thick."
This would make the Queen one of the first Black British royals, which is major. There are no records of Queen Charlotte coming to Charlotte or North Carolina before her death in 1818, but there are statues and murals around town that feature her likeness, and royal imagery is everywhere, from street signs to crowns on Instagram posts that are hashtag Charlotte. So now that we know a little bit more about Queen Charlotte, when did we really start to use Queen City? And are we really the only royal city in the land? We'll quest for those answers right after this break. Hey, FAQ City listeners. I moved to Charlotte last year, and I was and remain so curious about my new city's history, culture, and record stores. If you're like me and want to know more about Charlotte, like where can I find the best vintage and thrifted clothing, and how often does this city really get snow, then don't be shy. Submit any questions you have to WFAE.org, and we'll do our best to find the answers on FAQ City. While you're at it, make sure to subscribe to the podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or wherever you find podcasts so you can hear the next episode as soon as it's available. We look forward to answering your questions in future episodes. But now, back to the show. Hey, welcome back to FAQ City. If you thought that the Queen City nickname came from the fact that Charlotte's namesake was a queen, you'd be right. But there's more to the story. So let's get on Google for a minute. When I search Queen City, I get results for Charlotte. But if I lived in another area of the country, I might get another result. Did you know that Cincinnati is also called the Queen City? There are actually multiple cities with this nickname. Seattle, Washington, Meridian, Mississippi, Buffalo, New York. But Sheila Bumgarner says, when you say Queen City, most people know you're talking about Charlotte.
When we hear the Queen City, we automatically know you're talking about Charlotte. You'll hear it in the news. This is like this business is coming to the Queen City. We automatically know you're talking about Charlotte. It is closely affiliated with the city's name.
Also, think of how many places here have Queen in their name. Queen City Grounds, Queens Road West, Queens University of Charlotte, Queen City Appliances, Queen City Bites and Crafts. You get it. According to Bumgarner, the first mention of Queen City in the Charlotte Observer was in 1887, so Queen-associated names didn't start with the naming of Charlotte. Take Queens University of Charlotte as an example. The founders tried to name the school for the Queen, but it didn't work out at first. Carolyn Radcliffe is a director of the Everett Library at the university and explains how the institution was named.
Way back in 1771, the colonial legislature approved the creation of Queen's College in Charlotte, and that was done to honor the Queen, the King's spouse, and because they needed the King's approval to operate. North Carolina colonial legislature approved it, but then they tried to get approval from the king to go ahead with that name of that college. And so they actually operated for 2 years before the king said, no, you may not use or create an institution called Queen's College. And so they had to stop. They actually changed their names a few times. But basically, that was the end of Queen's College. It lasted for 2 years.
The school was then renamed Presbyterian Female College. But more than a century later, Radcliffe cites historic documents saying the school wanted to change its name to fight anti-Presbyterian sentiments. So they decided to honor their original name.
In 1912, There was a move of the institution to Myers Park and then a renaming. And so in 1912, there was a suggestion to rename the institution, to change it from Presbyterian Female College to Queens College. And the explanation is that it would honor that very early Queens College. So it would honor that connection.
The school also adopted a Rex the Royal mascot and called themselves the Royals. In 2002, the name was changed to Queens University of Charlotte. And what is a queen city without her crown logo? We received an anonymous question from a listener. When did the crown logo start appearing around Charlotte? Has it been a thing for a long time? Well, it's been around for a while. In 1985, the city adopted the crown logo, the logo you see on everything from street signs to garbage cans. According to a WBTV story from 2017, a city survey showed that 53% of residents identified the crown the most with the city. In 2017, the crown was even incorporated into the Charlotte Regional Visitor Authority's new logo to represent Charlotte, not only to residents, but to the world. Queen Charlotte's legacy is not only in the name, but the symbols and spirits of this town. And in the words of Queen Charlotte in Netflix's Bridgerton, those symbols are...
flawless, my dear.
This has been a fun first episode being your host. It's time for me to go, but if you have a question about Charlotte, ask us. You can submit it on wfae.org/FAQCity, and we might just answer it in an upcoming episode. Listen to more FAQ City episodes by subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever you get podcasts. While you're at it, go ahead and give us a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support this podcast even further, make a contribution in any amount to sustain WFAE's journalism today. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org. Until next time, queens and kings and all royals alike, stay safe and take care. I'm Alexandra Watts.